one. Just give me one moment here. I want to start the recording. Welcome again. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Rebuild and Dance. And we're going to be looking at Jeremiah chapter 1 today. We have some awesome things that the Lord wants to speak to us about. Let me start reading, and I am reading from the NIV version, Jeremiah 1. The words of Jeremiah, son of Helakai, one of the priests at Ananoth in the territory of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son among King Judah, and through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, down to the fifth month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem were into exile. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of the almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. The word of the Lord came to me again. What do you see? I see a pot that is boiling, I answered. It is tilting toward us from the north. The Lord said to me, from the north, disaster will be poured out on all who lived in the land. I am about to summon all the people of the northern kingdoms, declares the Lord. Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense and other gods, and in worshiping what their hands have made. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. So forth the scriptures. Praise the name of Jesus. We're going to talk about this morning how to receive that powerful affirmation, confirmation, ordination, impartation from God. And when you receive all of that from God, you will have the power to hear, the power to see, and the power to do. But first, before we have the affirmation, the confirmation, ordination, impartation from the Lord, we have to have a conversation. A conversation. We have to have that conversation. When was the last time you had a conversation with God? I mean, you know, a real deep heart-to-heart conversation like Jeremiah had, where you just open yourself up to him when you're vulnerable. When you just cut to the chase, you tell him the truth even if you think he doesn't like it. Yes, he knows your heart, he knows your mind, yes, but, you know, we still have to have that conversation with him. This is how Jeremiah became powerful at a young age, because he had a conversation with Father. Before you tell anybody else, tell God. Talk to him. Real. And, you know, sometimes we think, our prayer is talking to God. Sometimes we think we're supposed to go to God and tell him how powerful we are and tell him we can do it. We have faith. oh, God, I know you called me to do it. I can do it. I'm going to do all things for you. Yes, the scripture says that, and yes, all of that is true. But, you know, Jesus is our friend. And we don't talk to our friends like that all the time, right? You know? We talk and we listen. See, for the work Jeremiah had to do, he had to be real. And Jeremiah knew. You know, sometimes we judge Jeremiah a little quickly because he said, no, I can't. You know, the first words came out of his mouth, Lord, I can't, or but, you know. I tell my children, I don't want to hear but, right? But that's the first thing he said, but God. But listen where Jeremiah was at. Jeremiah was a preacher's kid, okay? His father and grandfather, they were priests. And just probably what happened in his house happens in our house. Sometimes we talk about adult things in front of the children and we shouldn't. And, you know, who knows what the priests were talking about, the people that they had to serve and deal with. You know, sometimes church work, ministry work, those of us who minister as leaders, is ugly business. It is not nice. It's hard. It's not pretty. So he heard those things. Not only that, it's a wear and tear on the body. It's a wear and tear on your life. When you minister and serve the Lord, you sacrifice. So as a young person, maybe he just saw the sacrifice, you know, from his parents and his life. And he didn't really have any needs because he was a well-to-do. Studies show in different commentaries and Bible dictionaries, and you know that he wasn't, you know, he wasn't this poor, grumbling, no starving prophet, okay, or preacher's kid. They were well off. They were taken care of. But he got to see the other side. So he knew kind of a little bit what he was talking about, and what he figured might happen to him, what he might be getting involved in when God said, Jeremiah, I call you. He's like, wait a minute, but God. So, you know, we need to have that. First, we do need to have that conversation with God. We feel that he's calling us. We know he wants, he's renewing us, he's rebuilding us. We know there's some things that he has for us to do and say and be, and some changes we have to make. Right? Well, let's have a conversation with God about it. And let's not be afraid or concerned about what he will think or answer, because he already knows. God, I am scared. Lord, you want me to just leave this job and start a new business. I'm scared. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to lack. I don't want to eat rice and beans. I like being able to go and just get my cappuccino at Starbucks anytime I want and not worry about it. Lord, I don't know. Lord, I'm sick. I hear what the doctor says, and this church is praying for me, and I believe you're a healer, but Lord, I'm scared. I don't mind dying, joining you, but I don't want all that pain that the sickness might bring. Lord, I don't know if I really want to move. Lord, I don't know if I want to change churches. I don't know if I want to be in charge of this dance ministry, of this music department, this children. I don't even like children, Lord. I just want to deal with my own. I don't want to go to the church. Lord, have that conversation. Be real with your Father. That's what Jeremiah said. He said, Lord, but I'm too young, God. I know I see my dad doing it, but I'm too young. I don't know what to say. You know, I don't want to go. I can't go. Now, when you have that conversation with God, that real conversation, you'll find that you might not need a mentor, a coach, a therapist, because God will answer you right then. This is what he did. When you are real with God and you have this conversation with him about what he's called you to do, he will nurture you. He won't throw you away and say, you need to have more faith. Get it together. Read my word again. What's wrong with you? Didn't I heal you last time? Didn't I save your son like you prayed? No, he says, don't worry about it. Come, sit on Papa's lap. Let me hold you and hug you. Let me look into your eyes and remind you that you're the apple of my eye, that I have made you even before your parents even thought about getting together. I made you. I'm the one who initiated this. I'm the one who called you. Nurturing, he will nurture you. He will love you. Have confidence in me, not yourself. I'm going to do it for you, and I'm going to do it through you. Have no fear, and guess what? I'm going to be with you every step of the way. When you make a mistake, I know what's coming down, yes, because Jeremiah's work wasn't going to be an easy one. Hello? Church work, ministry work is not easy. It's not for the squeamish. It's not all glamorous. You might walk around with your heels on and your hair done, but, you know, on the inside, you would have had to pray for a whole long time. You might prance around and dance and sing and preach and teach, but, you know, many times you couldn't sleep. You had to pray all night. You might travel and talk to this one and people pat you on the back and tell you how wonderful you are, but many times you're going to have to not eat. And Jeremiah knew this, probably knew this was coming. And God knew, too, because where God was going to send him to a people that didn't want to hear him. And he was going to send him to places that were dangerous. He was going to be chased. People wanted to kill him for his words. So, you know, God knew. Let me, hold, wait a minute. Okay. Yes, I've called you. Yes, I've ordained. Yeah. But let me nurture my son for a moment. Let me nurture my daughter. So we have that conversation with the Father. Then he will affirm us. He will affirm us. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you to. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you. He affirmed him. I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Wouldn't it be awesome for God to just talk with us and whisper in our ear? You, I'm with you. You, my sweetie, I'm with you. I will rescue you. He affirmed him. Then he confirmed him. You will go to where I tell you to go. And then he ordained him and gave him impartation. He said, see, today I appoint you. He ordained you. You waiting to be ordained? Maybe you are ordained. Have you ever been to an ordination service? What it says, I mean, God, ordination service can be separate from the call. But when God ordains you in the church that you are part of, or just churches, when they ordain someone to the ministry or they're setting them apart, they're acknowledging to everyone they are present and that they have authority from this church body to preach the word. And also they're connected with us. We believe in them. We support them. And even here in the United States, you can't just go around putting reverend in front of your name. You have to go down to the county or the city government and get a license. And then your church seals it with their seal and signs it. Ordained. He ordained it. He said, see, today I appoint you. He appointed him, ordained you over nations and kingdoms to uproot, tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build up and to plant. He appointed him. And he also imparted Jeremiah. After that conversation, the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. So he gave him impartation. Have that conversation. Have that conversation. Have that conversation with God. I'm not talking about calling anybody. Don't ask anybody to pray. First, have that conversation. When you have that conversation with him, having God touch your mouth to know what to say. Having God touch your mind to be able to build that business. Having God touch your heart and your inner beings and your wisdom to raise those children in godliness and holiness. Having God touch your emotions and your sensitivity so that you can have a dynamite marriage that's in marital bliss, not aggravation. To change the nation, have that conversation. And after you have that conversation, and you're ordained and you have that partation, he will give you power to hear. Because listen what he said. The word of the Lord came to me. Ha, he heard it. Before he couldn't even hear it. God would speak to him, but he wasn't concerned about hearing what God really was saying. He was just like, God, wait a minute, hold up. I'm too young. But now he can hear. So God is going to give you the power to hear. Then he's going to give you the power to see. The word of the Lord came to me again. What do you see? God asked him, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see a pot that is boiling. Come on, I just boiled a pot of tea this morning before I came here. How many times do we boil pots? Do we cook on the stove? Or we do things seeming insignificant, but we don't really notice it. We don't see it. Have you got a divine revelation from cooking your soup or making your, my husband loves oatmeal. I don't think I've got a divine revelation yet, but I'm going to try this morning of making oatmeal from just looking at making oatmeal. Well, Jeremiah got a divine revelation from Father just from seeing the pot boil. So when we have that conversation with God, we'll be able to hear and we'll be able to see things that other people will see and won't see nothing. But we'll be able to see a divine revelation from God. We'll be able to see a prophetic word, an answer for ourselves, for our family, for the people, for the nations in the world. And after that conversation, Jeremiah had the power to do. He had the power to do. He went out and he did. He told the people what God told him to say. He declared, the Lord said to me, from the north to south, it will be poured out on all who live in the land. I'm about to summon all the peoples of the northern kingdoms, declared the Lord. Jeremiah was able to quote God. Quote scripture, quote Holy Spirit. He had the power to do what God told him to do. Isn't that what we want? That's what we need? That's how we want God to rebuild us, right? We want him to give us the power to do. He's rebuilding us. He's reviving us, renewing us. He's giving us the answer, but sometimes that we leave it there. Sometimes we do it. That's what happened a lot last year, right? I know that's what happened to me last year. Why do we hold back? Many reasons. All the fears you can think of. Fear of success, fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, pride, shame, lack. Things that were out of our control, things that were in our control. Laziness, procrastination, poor time management, poor management, health, all kinds of. But now God will give you power to do. He was still young. Oh, I had a conversation with God, Jocelyn, but it didn't work. I'm still sick. But God will give you power to do anyway. Jeremiah was still young. It didn't say God advanced his age any. He'll give you the power to do where you are. You're in the circumstances you are in. He'll give you the power to do to change them. And the power not just for ourselves. Not just for me, not just for you, but the other one, the other person. See, when Jeremiah first started in his first conversation with the Lord, it was, Lord, but I. It started with but and then I. And that's okay when you're having that conversation with the Lord. But after that conversation and the impartation and the adoration and the confirmation and the ordination, then you'll have the ability to love beyond yourself, to do beyond yourself, and not even think about yourself. Not to be self-conscious or self-centered. You'll have the power to do. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for your word. And I just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us the power to do. I thank you that you would give us the power to hear from you, to block out all other distractions and all other things that we won't be able to hear your simple word and teaching. Lord, also give us the power to see what you would have us to see people as you would have us to see people, and to see things in new ways. We can see a child playing, get creative impartation for dances. We could see the clouds moving and the rain coming and receive a poem or a song from that. We can be driving, Lord. Help us even as we're driving, the things we see on the road as we're looking forward and are maybe with a passion on the side and we just see the goings on of life and world. Give us a word for those people. Give us a word for that city. as we see. Open our eyes to see, God. Open our eyes to see, God, what you would have us to see. Divine revelations from you, God. To block out all the negativity. And Father God, give us the power to do, to be obedient. Wherever we are, just to be obedient, just to say yes, to not do the but I anymore, but do the yes, Lord. Send me, Lord. Give us that power. We need that power, Lord. We're going to be real with you, Lord. Father, you said we can be. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes we really don't even want to because it's comfortable here not doing it. But, Father, give us the power. Give us the power to do for you so that we can be better and do what you called us to do and that you would be pleased. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. God is so good. I love the Lord.